Pasuk Tezvav, Perigil Pasuk, Perigimul Pasuk Tezvav, Vinosati. It's working? Okay, Vinosati Lachem Royim Kilibi. Over here, Yirmi is describing what's going to happen in Achris Hayam Tam Mashiach. And he says, Hashem, I will give you shepherds, meaning kings, leaders. Leaders that will be Royim Kilibi, that are good according to my heart. Kilibi, they will be excellent leaders. The Roes Chem Deva Haskel, they will shepherd the Jewish people with Seichel, with knowledge and Haskel and understanding. They'll know exactly what to do. This is what we suffer from today. This is what you hear about in the news all the time. There are conventions and there are symposiums and discussions of Jewish leadership, and this is something which, unfortunately, we all feel that we're lacking very much in this day and age. As time goes on, we feel there's a dearth of Jewish leadership. And the baracha that Yirmiyah relays to Klal Yisrael from Hashem is that Yimos HaMashiach, I will restore high quality Jewish leadership. I will appoint for you shepherds, kilibi. This is very interesting about the definition. If you want to give us a speech about Jewish leadership, this is the pasuk to go to. This is your go-to pasuk to analyze this pasuk in depth. What? Okay, so what should we do? It's as loud as it goes. I put up as high as it goes. I have to maybe turn up. All right, so let me turn up. All right, let's try now. Put the volume. I'm not sure it's going to make a difference. What do you mean? Lacking, exactly. So this is the bracha. This is the bracha that what's going to be in the times of Mashiach. V'nasati lachem roim kilibi v'ro eschem devahas. Let's see the Mefarshim some insight into this in the Vua Pasuk Tezvav in the Metzubas David. Roim kilibi, shepherds according to my heart. Melachim tzadikin, kings that are righteous. V'kufi ritzoyim libi, according to the will of my heart. Loy kemoy l'shav, not like the peshem lichu amidait midaitam melachim rishoim, not like what happened in the previous generation when you appointed yourselves wicked kings. Vehemi situ esam la'akum, and they entice you to worship idols. Ki la'asid ha'moshiach yimloich aleichem. Notice it says it b'loshen rabim, melachim is b'loshen rabim. Then he goes on to say that it's going to be b'loshen yachid, one single king. Next, v'rohu, v'ro means yiru, they will shepherd eschem k'd'derech de'av ha'askel. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi pasuk yud, pasuk tezvav. Okay, there is no Rashi. Let's see Radak. Pasuk tezvav. Vinasati kilibi shiur oisam kilibi v'chavsi. They will shepherd you according to my will. V'loy kiroim harishonim ahedheim malche Yisrael v'Yehuda. Not like the wicked kings of Yehuda and Yisrael. Shoyu madrichim oisam b'derech ro. They would guide them in evil. V'lavor, and to worship lavo, to worship avodas kochal mazolos. Right, say this in sort of Aval Oisam Haroyim Sha'atein Lachem Izman HaYeshua, the shepherds that I will give you when Mashiach comes, Yiru Osam Deya VeHaskel. The Haroyim Heim Parnose, who are the shepherds? They are the Parnose Yisrael, Shehei Yeshiyu Im Melech HaMashiach, that will assist, they will serve under the Melech HaMashiach. Kimo Shenemar B'Nevuas Micha V'Hakeimoinu Olav Shiva Royim Ushmoim Nesichei Adam. I will appoint upon you seven shepherds and eight Nesichei Adam ministers. Nesichei is a word which means a minister, they will be appointed. Let's see the Targum. Pasuk Gimel Pasuk Tezvav. Okay, va'amane aleichoyim parnosin ovdei ruusi. Those I'll point upon you, leaders that do my will. V'far nisun yoschon, and here he translates yiru v'rohu. They will support you. They will provide your needs. B'mada uvichuchma, with understanding, knowledge. Mada is deya and haskel. Okay. Torah, no, it doesn't say Torah, it just says Das. Okay. Pasik, now let's, maybe we should read some Sukkim together to speed up. Pasik, Tes, Zayin. V'hoyen will be. V'hoyen will be Kisirbu Ufrisem Yaris. It will be when you will increase Ufrisem. Now notice here, we'll discuss this in a moment. Notice that throughout Tanakh, the release of the Chumash, there's an expression called Priya Urivya, Pru Urivu, or Piriya Varivya. Piriya Varivya, if I'm not mistaken, is the incorrect way to pronounce the words. It's Priya Urivya. Peru Urivu. Notice here it's just the opposite. This is an interesting point which I think Rav Shamshon Ufeld Hirsch, I think it mentioned here in the, here Rav Shamshon Ufeld Hirsch picks up upon this pasuk. It should say, if we would write in the pasuk, we would write ki frisem uribisem. Similar to, here it's just the opposite. Okay, we'll come to that. So what he basically says is that in his understanding, the word Puria means physical multiplication, and Revia means, it means education. When Hashem said, Peru Urivu, be fruitful and multiply. We just translated very loosely, be fruitful and multiply. But in his understanding, the deeper meaning of be fruitful means you shall increase in number. And then after you increase in number, you should all get a good education, get a good Jewish education, Urivu. Urivu has a connotation of developing intellectually. Developing with understanding. You can be many in number, but if you don't have a goal, and you don't have intelligence, and you don't have seichel, then what's the purpose of having numbers? Just there should be millions of people in this world. The millions of people in this world should all come together, pool their resources, their chachma, in order to achieve great things. So Rav Shamshon Ufeld Hirsch very brilliantly says here, with the reason why it's in reverse is because here at this state, this point in time, Klal Yisrael are in Golos, and they have Kleina Hasagas. They are in a state where they don't have any she'ifas to do mitzvahs, to accomplish in the spiritual world, in the intellectual world. They're in a galus, they're doing averos. Before you can increase in number, before it will be kedai to increase in number, there has to be tshuva. You have to get your priorities in order. There has to be intellectual growth. Therefore, it has to be first tirbu. Let's deal with the boots we have on the ground. Let's deal with the numbers we have in Klal Yisrael. Let them do tshuva. Let them change their hashkafa and seek and yearn to develop and mature spiritually, intellectually, and then it will be kedai, worthy to proceed to populate the world in large numbers. Then it will be ufarisem. See, in the beginning of the Torah, when it says peru revu, you're dealing with nothing. You're dealing with Adam HaRishayim, which has the proper hashkafa. He's the Yitzir Kap of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Hashem says, listen, you're a perfect person. Now I want you to populate the world. I want you to multiply. So Firu, first produce many children, and then teach your children to emulate your good ways and be a tzaddik and do good things in this world. But here we're dealing with a situation where Klal Yisrael is doing averos. We're dealing here with a situation where they were in Golus. And the terrible things that we mentioned in the previous passage, that under every single leafy tree, you worship idols. You're worshiping the stars, the moon. So first, you gotta get with the program. You have to go and correct over your evil ways. Then you can proceed and you can populate the world and you can marry and have many, many children. That's how
it's on a simple level too.
Yeah.
You mentioned it that Avram by Adam HaRishon, yeah, he said prove fill of the world.
Yes.
Over here you said Shuvu Banan, they you're coming with
exactly
multitude.
So you already have the numbers.
But this
so first
you practically that when you become a Baal Tshuva, then you prove you have a lot of kids.
First, become revisa. When you come back, all right, okay. It's there's truth to that.
Yeah, if you're not about, if you have a 2.5 kid or 1.5, 1.75 kids. Once you come back,
they come with you. We learned yesterday, when one fan person in the Mishpacha comes, the entire Mishpacha, the male, they're all drawn together in the Mishpacha. Okay, so it's an interesting point to keep in mind, this order. Sirbu, Ufarisem, the order is reversed. Baretz, next. Then he goes on to say, V'hayim ki sirbu, Ufarisem, Baretz, Bayam, Baretz, Bayam, Mohem, Num, Hashem. When this event will occur in those days, when Mashiach will come, Lo Yaimru, oh, now this is an amazing passage, which is very difficult and has some very interesting interpretations. No longer will the Jewish people say Aroin Bris Hashem. Now according to the Mitzudas, we'll see in one moment, means people are no longer going to say let's go visit the Kaisel. Right, everyone, you know, let's go visit the Kaisel. Let's go to the Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash is the Aron, and the Aron is the ideal place to be Mispala. The Shechina rests upon the Aron, and if a person wants a direct line with the Ribbono Shel Olam, the best place to go is to as close as you can possibly get to the Aron HaKodesh. So if you're not a Kohen, a Yisrael, so probably the closest place you can go is you go to the Azor, you go to the Ezra's Noshim by Sharnik, and they're up the steps, which today, when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so the closest place that we all know to go to the Beis HaMikdash is the Kosel HaMaravi. People will say, you know what, they're going to say Lo Yomru Od. People will no longer say, let's get on a bus and go to visit the Aron Bris Hashem. You want to know why? There's too much traffic. That's what it says in Rashi. There's too much traffic. It's going to come a point in time where there's going to be millions, billions of people that are going to do tshuva and come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the numbers will just be too large, too many, and people will just say, we can't, it's like it's a bracha. There is so much Kedusha, at the Beis HaMikdash, people will say, we just can't go because we just can't. It's just too hard to get there. I know my own personal life. Go and Shavuos was the time when we got back the Kosel. So it became a big thing to go to the Kosel for Shavuos to daven b'sikin. So when I was there to show many years ago, we stayed in a hotel and we traveled and at night we walked to the Kosel. And I can tell you, I was there all the way up front for Kivos Sikin, and I can tell you, I nearly got crushed to death. The crowds were so large. Shavuos morning, as people came from the end, from the Coastal Plaza, and I was all the way up front against the wall. It was really a sakonis nefashis. Crowds, and that's exactly. And this is a bracha. It's saying what? At the Kosel.
Tisha B'Av, the same thing. Tisha B'Av morning was
The crowds are so intense. And that's what the Mitzudos David here says. People will say that we can no longer travel to the Aron Hashem because there are just too many numbers and it's too much. This is, in one way, a blessing because it shows how many people, how Klal Yisrael will multiply in numbers. Beginning of the pasuk, Sirbu Farisem. Because it's going to be Farisem, people will no longer say, let us ascend to Davin in the presence of the Aroin, the Bris Hashem, it won't even be a Havamina. No one will even think it's that we should go because traffic and pop too many people. V'lo yiskrubo, they won't even think about going. V'lo yifkodu, it means also to think they will not even remember there's such a thing that you should go to the Kosel at this point in time because of the large numbers. V'lo yi'osod, which means, and they'll say, so people will suggest, so why don't we make another Aron? Why should there only be one Aron HaKodesh? Every shul has an Aron HaKodesh. So let's make multiple Aronis, and people will put one in every city, so everyone can go and can daven in front of the Aron in their own city. Now that's not the proper hashkacha. There's only one place. Hashem is mitzamsem his shechina in one location. It's not going to be an option to make multiple areas of kedusha where people will be able to ascend to daven. Again, this is a brought on the other hand. What's very difficult to understand with this pasuk, obviously according to the Mesudas Tavlin, is that we have a tradition that one of the miracles that happened in the time of the Beis Hamikdash was oimdim tzifufim or mishtachavim revachim. And there's a lot of stories. They have stories in the Chasam Seif. They have stories in Europe where people go back today, who go back today to certain shtetlach or certain areas. And they know for a fact that in certain periods of time there were hundreds, if not thousands, of Hasidim or Talmidim that gathered in these Batei Knesios, the Batei Midrashos. And if you go and you look at it today, there's no way in the world you can fit in these little shacks more. What?
Without air conditioning.
Right. And without, you can't fit in these places more than 50, 60 people. So how in the world do we know as a fact that 200 years ago, there were thousands of people made a pilgrimage to come to be present? So the answer is, they say, the bracha of Oimdim Tzifuv, Mishpachim Revachim, is a bracha, it's a nes which happens even in Galus. It does exist, such a thing as Shaykh in Galus. This part, according to the Perishim, is a Pella. It's really a Pella what he says. The only way you can reconcile this answer is that Al Derech HaTeva, when people make the observation, you make the observation, you decide not to go. But if you would go, you would not discover that it was so difficult. If you will actually go and make the trip and come to the Kaisel, you'll be zeichet to the bracha of Oimdim Tzifuvim U'Mishtachavim Revachim. But when you go and you think about it and you don't experience the miracle firsthand, then you say, I can't go. There are going to be millions of people there. I'm going to get crushed to death. Like, it's not possible. It's a matter of attitude. Let's
Why not over the regal? They have to be over the regal.
They do have to be oil of the regal. So I know. So this pause. This is the interpretation of the mitzvah. This is a very difficult interpretation. So they maybe they can't be. They mechuyif to. You have to bring a carbon oil asriya. Maybe just doesn't mean they don't go at the same time. I don't know the answer. This would have been the mitzvah. They take turns. I don't know. It's very difficult. Let's Let's just read one more pause. Let's read the next pasuk together. Bo'eis sahi at that point in time. Yikru. Now this pasuk seems to be saying that it's not going to be a problem. People are not going to feel deprived of not being able to go close to the Aroin Hashem to Davin, because what Hashem will do to compensate, to accommodate all of the people who want to be there, Hashem will expand the scope of His Shechina. Until now, in the Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Sheni, the Shechina only rested, well, the Bayis Rishon really, only rested on the Aron itself, upon the Kuvim. But in the time of Mashiach, Hashem will expand the Shechina. It will rest equally over the entire Yerushalayim. So as long as you get into the walls of Yerushalayim, and that there will be enough room for, everyone will be happy, they'll be able to feel that they are in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it says in the Pasuk Yud Zayin, Bo'esah, at that point in time, when it's going to be too difficult to actually come to the Mokum HaMikdash due to the large numbers of people, Yikru'u LiYerushalayim Kisei Hashem. The entire city of Yerushalayim will be called the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just the location of the Aron HaKadosh. The Nikvu Eleha, and they will gather there to the city of Yerushalayim, Kol HaGoyim, all of the nations, L'shem Hashem, in honor to come and to be in the presence of Hashem's name, in the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Yerushalayim, to the city of Yerushalayim, V'lo Yelchu Od Acharei Shirirust Libam Hora, and at that point no one will any longer follow their evil spirit after their crooked hearts to do evil. Let's see these two psukim together, Pasuk Yud Zayin and Yud Tes Zayin and Yud Zayin. Tes Zayin in the Mitzudos David, Lo Yoimru Od Aron Bris Hashem, Ritzoin Eloimar, Lo Yoimru Od Zeh L'Zeh. People will no longer say to one another, Neilech, let's go Lifnei Ha'aron Lehispalel Shama. Why? Lefi Marbis, Ki Lefi Marbis Ha'am, Lo Yuchlu Kulam Lovo Shama, Ki Amokam Lo Yechilam, it will cannot contain them. There's just too much traffic. Gridlock alert. The lo yale aleif, lo yale, it won't even be a hava amina. Lo yale mi beliba lelecha shama af yochid, even an individual. Ki meod yikshe lavoy shama midoicha kamoin ha'am, it's going to be too many people. V'lo yizkru od, lo yizkru mi ba'ar ba'aro, no one's going to even think, we'll even remember, that we should go to the Aron, lo lecha shama, v'kav lo lecha b'mivim shana, let's repeat this in many words, v'chein lo yifkodu, it means exactly the same thing, two different words, pekida and zechira, pretty much mean the same thing from our purposes. V'lo, now what's the next words, v'lo yi'ase od, lo yi'e na'ase od aronos acheros, so what about the solution, let's come up with a solution, think out outside the box. Let's build multiple aronos with Kruvin, and we'll make and put a Sefer Torah in each one of these aronos, and people in the Shechina will come and rest on these aronos, and we'll put one in every city. We'll put one in Beit Shemesh, one in Tel Aviv, one in Eilat, and everyone will be able to stay in their hotel and be happy. No, Leman lo yeh nasa od aronos acheros leman yelchu kulam lover lefnei ar echad mehem v'chasho yoyma lamata. Why? Shehashuas, because the next pasuk tells us what Hashem's solution. Hashem has a better solution. Shehashuas hashchina yeh b'chol Yerushalayim v'shama there yikubal tefilas hamisfalim. It almost gives you the impression that this idea is not k'neged the Torah. It's not such a bad idea. Why can't the Sanhedrin build multiple replicas of the Aron and the Kruvim? And I don't think you can put another set of luchos. Obviously, there's only one set of luchos, but they can make they can put a sefer Torah, and it has the kedusha, Shem and Hamishcha, and Hashem will agree, and Hashem will rest the Shechina, and they'll send them out throughout the entire land. So he says this is not. It's a good idea, but it's not going to be the solution, because Hashem has a better solution to expand the Shechina to the entire Yerushalayim, Yitzayin, because Kisei Hashem, Ritzin Eloimar, Gam Shematiyah Harashuas Hashechina, the entire Yerushalayim will be the place where the Shechina will rest. V'nikvu Elecha Kol Ha'amim Yiskab Su Elecha Bavur Shem Hashem Hasher Abba. The entire world, it's not just Klal Yisrael, the Chayz Mefarish El Yerushalayim, it explains where will they gather to Yerushalayim Yiskabsu Kishamatiyah Hashua Sashchina. And they'll no longer go in their crooked ways. Shirirus Libam Hara, Maris Libam, what their heart tells them to do, what their heart shows them. Shemar Elohim Esara, the heart shows the person an approach, a possibility to do evil. Umesis oisam la asaisa. It's the nature ki yetzer leiv ha'adam ra min urav. People will no longer be enticed by their evil ways. Rashi pasuk tezayin lo yomer od aron ki kol kinis chem tehei kedusha. Kinisaschem tehei kedusha. The eshkoin bo kuloi ki ilu hu aron. It seems to be the same exact thing. What he's saying. People are not going to feel the need. He doesn't give the explanation of being the crowds, but people will not feel the need to daven in front of the Aron. They'll be happy just coming to Yerushalayim. Yifgodu kmo yizkar. It's the same word. Velo. Now here's a little bit different. Velo. Yeah. Velo. Yeoseod ma shenasebo kvar b'shilo sheheviuhu b'mulchama im polishtim b'mei eli. They'll no longer. They're no longer. What happened? They brought the Aron when they were in Shiloh. When they were in Shiloh, they will no longer take the Aron out to fight. It's giving.
Or it means there won't be any more war.
There won't be any more wars.
So there won't be a need to take
the Aron out, right? So it's giving an entirely different interpretation than the Mitzudos. Not that we're going to make replicas so people can daven. It will no longer be necessary. V'lo ye'oseod. It's ikur chosam min ha'sefer. It will never happen again that people will need to take the Aron outside of its location in order to help them in the time of war. Okay. In fact, some Chazal learned that was the only time it ever happened. The only time they ever took the Aron out of the base and in base the Mishkan in order to go to battle was during the time of Shiloh, and at that time indeed it was captured. On what day? Okay. V'nikvu v'niskabsu loshon mikvei mayim gathering shirirus loshon ri'iyah. Shirirus means the shirish is ri'iyah to see. Kmo ashurenu, I see it v'loyata, I see it coming. Let's see the radak. To see observation point. Okay. Let's see the radak. Tezayin v'hoyakis the radak v'hoyaki sirbu ufrisem lo yomu od aron b'sh Hashem v'lo yal aleiv kolaymar afal pi shetirbu ufrisem baretz. Even though you will multiply, and here we have a new interpretation, lo yiknu bochem hagoyim sheyavo lilochim bochem. They will no longer be jealous. It is the tendency that when Klal Yisrael is successful, then Umma Yisraelim are jealous and they come to attack. This will no longer happen in the future days. You'll need to go to Muhammad va'aron ha'olakim imachem to take out the aron with you to Muhammad. K'mo shahayim min hagam shayim otzim ha'aron b'Muhammad. Period. Uva yamim ha'heim, and in the end of days, lo yitzdarchu lazeh, it's not going to be necessary. Why? Ki lo yelohem o Muhammad od, will no longer be war, ulazeh amar lo yomru, they will no longer say, v'lo yala aleif, it will not come upon their heart, v'lo yizkru od, v'lo yifkodu, they'll never think of the need that we should take the aron out with us to help us in battle. V'lo yeose od, kolaymar, lazeh hadava lo yitzil Muhammad, v'chein tir gibgerisim, v'lo yeose od, v'lo yigichun be od kurav, they will never wage war. They will never need to prepare and to fight, to go forth and prepare for war. But Yud Zayin, at that time, Ein Tzach Lo Mash Lo Yov HaGoyim Al Yisham Milach. It goes without saying that they're not going to come to Yisham to fight. Ella Yikru Osam Kisi Hashem. Furthermore, not only they're not going to wage war, they will adore Yerushalayim. They themselves will come and pay tribute to Yerushalayim. They'll call it Elikru Osam Kisi Hashem. Vinikvu Elecha Goyim L'Shem Hashem. Below Avdu to serve Lo Lilochim. Omash Amar Yerushalayim Ach Hashem Elecha. Why is there so much repetition in this pasuk? First it says Yerushalayim twice. B'weisahi yikru Yerushalayim kisei Hashem. V'nikvu eleha. Eleha means towards it. And then it says nachamol l'shem Hashem Yerushalayim. So why is there so much repetition? Rotzalaymar shayoymar echol lechavero neilich Yerushalayim. Let's go to Yerushalayim. V'lo yelchu od achrei shrimus libam hara lo Yisrael v'lo hagoyim. So, okay, as he does, I don't really understand why the repetition. Okay, but he can just live with that. The shrivus libam, chayzak libam, the strength.
Doesn't necessarily mean chama. They won't go with any averos.
They won't have any desire to averos. Shrivus libam, chayzak libam, b'divei rabbi says chom levracha shorir v'kayam. Sharir means he's learning not like what Rashi said. It means to see, but it means strength. It means strength.
Sharir
like
is a muscle.
Sharir, every kisuva v'hakol sharir v'kayam. It means this is established. This is established with completeness. Chozek libam, strength. With strength. So, but
the negative,
right? Okay. So here also, shirus libam, the chayzek libam hara. Hara is coming to modify the shirus libam, the strength of their heart. It can be for good or it can be for bad. That's how the Radak learns. Not like the Mitzvahs that says that it means what their hearts see. Now let's see these two psukim in the Targum. Pasuk Yud Zayin, the amane. Alechon, I'm sorry, in Pasuk Tezayin, v'hei arei tiskun, it's going to come a time when you're going to increase v'sifshun, two words, tiskun v'sifshun, to multiply. The arrow in the day, in the land. The Yemaya Ho'inun, in those days, Amar Hashem, Hashem says, Lo Yemun, or people will no longer say, Od, Aron, Ki Yomoda Hashem, the Aron that stands before Hashem will no longer make mention of the Aron. V'lo Yisak Alev will not enter their heart. V'lo Yidkirun Od Bei. V'lo Yizuun, they will not be afraid. They will not shake. V'lo Yigichun Bei Od Kirav, will no longer be Mulchama. So he explains all of these expressions. There's no longer going to be any Mulchama. Be'idono Hahi. At that point in time, Yikruun liYerushalayim Asar beShechintei deHashem, veYis Nehoin leMiflach Ba Kol Amamaya. They will assemble to serve there all of the nations. Lishma deHashem liYerushalayim veLo Yehochun Oy Basar Hirchur liPon Bisha. The thoughts. So he has a new interpretation. He has the word Shirus means the thoughts, the Hirchur. Not like Rashi, what your heart sees, and not like the Radak that says the strength. But they will no longer follow the hirhurim of their heart. Pasik Pasuk, now we continue with the prophecy. Pasuk Yudches, Bayomim Ohem, in those days, Hohema, Hohema, Yelchu Veis Yehuda Al Beis Yisrael, they will come back together. Okay, this is a very beautiful prophecy telling us that there's going to be a restoration of the Aseres Hashlotim. There is some degree over here of a revelation that they're going to be restored. What? Yelchu Beis Yehuda Al together with Beis Yisrael. Okay, I don't know. I don't know. It should be the other way around. Who's the Iker? The Iker is Yehuda is the Iker, and the Tafel is Yisrael. But it says that they will come together. The Ovohu Yachtov, they will come together. Mi'eretz Tafoin from the north, Al Oretz to the land. Asher Hinchalti Es Avosechem, which I bequeathed to your forefathers. Let's do another pasuk. V'Anochi Amarti, and at that point in time, Hashem says, "I have said Amarti." I will say at that point in time. It's in the past tense, but because we're referring to the future, so we interpret it, and Hashem will say, how could it be? How can I? Now, it's a hard word. There are many midrashim to interpret the word ashiseich. For the moment, we're going to translate like the Mitsudos. How can I set you? How can I establish you, place you, babonim, together with the other children? Who here are the other children? So this is subject to interpretation. The Mitzudos understands it refers to the Malachim. The Malachim are also called the Bnei Elokim. We have that in the beginning of Sefer Iyov. Hashem stood together with the Bnei Elokim, the Malachim, and that it is for that reason some of the Mepharshim explain that's why we are called the Bukhar. Bnei Bechori Yisrael. The common understanding of why we are called Bechor is relative to Esav. Esav is truly the biological firstborn, but Yaakov purchased the firstborn right, so we now are called Bini Bechori Yisrael. But other commentators understand that when we're called Bechor relative to the Malachim are called children, the Bnei Elokim, and Klal Yisrael are called the Bnei Elokim. But Klal Yisrael are called the Bechor relative to the Malachim. And that is how the Mitzudos Tavid understands the pasuk over here, Al Derech Pshat. Hashem says, now when I have restored my Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash, Mashiach has come, and the Shechina is resting, then the Beis HaMikdash is occupied by Malachim, by angels. We need to make room for the Kohanim, for Klal Yisrael. I have to figure out a system where the people can fit also into the Beis HaMikdash in addition to the Malachim. Eich Ashiseich, how will I set you, Babonim, together with the angels in this location? V'teiloch Eretzchem. Now this is a very critical pasuk we actually mentioned yesterday. It's Hashkocha Pratis that we're reading this pasuk on Hey Ear. Right? Hey, I thought yesterday we missed out, because yesterday was the Aldi, but the truth is there's a bigger Hashkocha that we come to this pasuk, because this pasuk is one of the key psukim in Tanakh which describes the Biyofi of Eretz Yisrael in a very unique way. Here is, I think, maybe the only place where it actually calls Eretz Yisrael Eretz Chemda Toiva Urechava, which we say in the Nusach of Birchas HaMazon and the Bracha Mayin Sholosh. Where did Chazal get that Nusach? Chemda. It's from this pasuk. This pasuk. V'eteiloch, I'm going to give you Eretz Chemda, the land that is desirable. Nachalas Tzvi, the inheritance. Tzvi can mean many things. We'll translate it now. A land of beauty. The inheritance of beauty. Tzivos Goyim. Now you have to add words into this pasuk, at least according to the Mitzudos, that is the desire of the hosts of nations. Every single nation covets the land. Every single nation has a desire to have a portion of a chelik, to own real estate in Eretz Yisrael. And in fact, the Medrash says that if you did not have a summer home in Eretz Yisrael, then you were not part of the United Nations. In order to get a ticket, to get a seat in the United Nations, to establish yourself as a real nation, a real malchus, the litmus test was, do you own real estate in Eretz Yisrael? If you do not own real estate in Eretz Yisrael, then you are nothing. You cannot be considered to be anyone of any significance. It is the land that is desired by the tzivaos koyim v'oimar. And at that point in time, Hashem says, "I want you avi tikri li." Hashem says, "Klal Yisrael, the geula has come. I brought you to Eretz Yisrael, the land chemda, the land that's the nachlas svi tzivaos koyim. I want you now to call me father." Tikri li avi tikri li umeacharai lo soshuvi, and do not abandon me. Do not turn away from me. Let's see these two psukim in the Mesudas Tavah Pasuk Yud Ches and Yud Tes. Yud Ches, it says, Lielchu mimokom shagolu beis Yehuda elu shagolu mi'or Yehuda al yidei sancheiv melech Ashur v'loichazu bebeis b'bayishu, did not return during the time of the Bayisheni. Now this mitzvah is very bizarre, because beis Yehuda, when we learn about beis Yehuda going into Golus, we do not associate it with sancheiv. We associate beis Yehuda with Nebuchadnezzar Melech Babel. Maybe Abnechem, it's answering your question. Maybe what the Mesudas really is bothered over here is that the order is in reverse. The one that went into Golus, it should say over here that they're going to go together. It should say that the base Yisrael will go together. The one that will take the lead will be the Yehuda. There they will take the lead, because the Malchus will be restored from the Malchus of Yehuda, and the Aseres Hashvatim will come back. But it does not say it in that order. So it seems to indicate that at the time of the Golus of the Aseres HaShvatim, there were also segments of the two Shvatim of the Malchus of Yehuda that also went to Golus. So we're dealing over here with people who went into Golus in the far, far lands of Eretz Safayim during the time of Sancheiriv. It was 99% the Aseres HaShvatim, but there were small pockets of the two Shvatim that also went into Golus, and here they are going to come and be restored at the time of Mashiach. In Bnei Aseres HaShvatim Yachdav Yehuda V'Yisrael will return to Eretz Safon Melkom Shagol Shama Al Eretz to the land. So it's a very nice revelation. It's going to be Kibbutz Golios the time of Mashiach. V'Anochi Amarti, and at this point in time I have said Mitchila Kishlachticha Li La'am Amarti Belibi, when I took you as a nation, I said in my heart Be'eze Inyan, I said to myself Be'eze Inyan Asimcha Ben Habonim, how exactly should I position you among the other children, the Doime Elohim, and entities that are similar to them. Now, what does that mean exactly? This is very vague, so he explains. Ritzoin Elohimar Liyos Doimim Lamalachei Maila Hanikroim Bnei Elohim. So I said to myself, when I have selected you as a nation, you, my people, are going to have a special place among the malachim. There are bnei elokim and shemayim, angels, and you, Klal Yisrael, are going to be treated like one of them. And I have to figure out exactly how. What can I do special for this nation to show that they are equal among the Bnei Elohim? And the answer is to give them Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a land that really belongs to the angels. Hashem will tell the angels, get out, make room for Klal Yisrael. For etein lecha ulezed nasati lecha Eretz Chemda nachla mifu ara. Now I say that right? Mefuara, 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 the comments, mefuara, lechol tzivaos hagoyim, all of the hosts of nations, ki kula mishtekim u'misavim lo. All the nations have an intense desire to have a portion in this land. U'mefuarim oisa ki al kihi mekoyim hashuas hashchina, they recognize it's the place where the Shechina rests. V'humavo gadol, it is a highway. Liro es Hashem, to fear Hashem. Liyos kimalachei ma'ala. So therefore, this pasuk is so far telling us something very fascinating. Is that Klal Yisrael has been designated to be a partner with the angels, and therefore we need to receive a certain portion, and the portion of the angels is Eretz Yisrael, and that was given to us. Now he describes here in detail what exactly v'amarti. Next words, v'amarti be'inyan zeh. I said, Tikri li avi. At that point in time, I said, you should call me my father. V'loi tishuvi be'achavai. I love, and no longer backslide. No longer turn away from me. Rashi pasuk yud ches. Rashi yelchu beis Yehuda al beis Yisrael amom yischabru They will join together. When Mashiach will come, the two different segments of Klal Yisrael will be restored. They will join together. Imam liyachabu v'yitayisu aleim liyos the one malchus. V'anoch yamarti b'libi. Hashem said in my heart, ulchein therefore hisnachaltem l'avoseichem. I've given to your forefathers inheritance. Eich, how will I be able ashisech babonim? At Adosi, you my people, the Umosi, my nation, the Soch Shar Bonim, among other Bonim, Lefichach Berarti Mone Yofe, for Etin Lucha Eretz Chemda. Rashi is not telling us here who are the other Bonim. That's not making clear. Maybe you want to say it means the other nations of the world. That would probably be the simple interpretation. Everyone, every human being is created in the Tzelem Elokim. So everyone to some degree can be called a child of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but Klal Yisrael is unique, is special, and therefore we have been given the choice portion, the portion of the Eretz Chemda. Next Rashi, Tzvi Tzvaos Goyim, Tzivyoin. It is the desire. Call it Tzivaos Goyim. You have to add that one word into the Pasuk. The Pasuk is the Mikra Kotzer. It is the desire of all the nations of the world. Let's see the Radak. Radak, Pasuk Yud Ches. Bayomim Mohem, Bikibutz Golios. We're referring to the end of days. Al Beis Yisrael, Im Beis Yisrael, V'chein Vayavo Ho Anoshim Al Hanoshim. When it came to make the Mishkan, it says the men came together with the women. The Eretz Safon, K'moshe Gosavnu Ki Ashvatim Eretz Safon, Klav Mishkan Me'amaholo L'Bavel, because we know that the Shvatim, the Aseres Ashvatim, went into Golis in the Asher, which is to the north, the northeast, northeast. V'yonuchi Amarti, I said, Zesh Ne'amar. This writes, until now I want to fulfill all of them. The Achris Hayamim, Aval Pishatiu Begolus Yamim Rabim, Aval in Tirtsu Lo Tiglu. In other words, if you do have to go into Golis, do not worry. The day will come when I will bring you back. But halavai, halavai, you should only listen to me now and do tshuva, and there will be no need to go into Golis. Because Hashem said, Eich ashisech babadim kolaymar, the maimar shetikru libanim, this that I called you bonim, kamo shama bonim atem lashem lokechem, this that I've set you as bonim, this that I've set you as bonim, I've said to myself, how can I ashisech babonim? Let's take a step back. What does he really over here mean to say? V'anuch yamati zeshamar adheno, ani osten l'kayim kulam b'achris hayamim, af al pi shetiyu begolus yom rabim, aval imtirtu lo tiglu, ki anuch yamati, I want to give you the land now.
Right, and not force you
to be exiled.
Exiled among the
Goyim. Now, this is a very important thing. What is the great advantage? Let's understand this. This is the second time we had this concept. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you're going to have to suffer, no matter what. The sins have come to a point where there's going to be a korban, whether you like it or not. That's how we learned one of the commentators, either the Radak or the Mitzudos. You have reached a point in sin where there's going to be accountability, there's going to be punishment, which seemingly means there's going to be a korban. However, there's something that's still on the table. Just because the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed for your sins does not necessarily mean you have to go into Golos. I can destroy the Beis HaMikdash, but you can remain in Eretz Yisrael. But if you continue to do averos, then the bond punishment is going to be double. The mikdash will be destroyed, and you'll have to go to Golis to Bavel. So what's the difference? What is the fundamental difference if we don't leave Eretz Yisrael? The difference is, even if we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and Klal Yisrael, the vast numbers of Klal Yisrael become non-observant, they're still Jews. But when you go to Golis, due to assimilation, you completely disappear. In America, there's an 80% intermarriage rate. Every single person that says, I'm Jewish, there's right away a reyasa, oh, you're Jewish? Who is your mother? What does it mean you're Jewish? My father's Jewish. Sorry, that's not good enough. You'll say, but my mother is Jewish. We're living in a generation now already, 2016. Oh, your mother is Jewish? But tell me, was her mother Jewish? Was her mother Jewish? I mean, let's check back already 2, 3, 4 generations to make sure. Just because there's some Jewish blood that's recent, you have to really know we have to really know.
Russians, but I have to write a lot of, you know, people that come to me to write letters because they want to make Aliyah, and they have to, even from people who are, they have to have letters that they came to Israel, if they're going on return or birthright. They have to prove
that they're Jewish.
Various thing, and I've written letters to certain people, and they said this is what they are. So I know already what they want. They want your mother. They want all the mother, either a headstone or a marriage certificate. I showed you what I saw recently.
Yeah.
Wasn't really anything. I told her I need something better, you know, because they're just going to kick it back. You have to prove it.
But in Eretz Yisrael, Rachman Litzlan, there are millions of Jews in the Eretz Yisrael are not religious.
Right.
That's a matter of fact. No, they are Jewish. Exactly the point. Just because they're not religious, when they come forward and they send, they come forward, in the vast majority of the cases, people living in Eretz Yisrael, they're Jewish. There's no intermarriage problem in Eretz Yisrael because there is no one to intermarry with. I mean, today there is, but generally speaking, the problem is minor relative to the problem of Chutz L'Aretz. And that's the big deal. Hashem is telling Klal Yisrael, listen, you've done Averos. We had a pasuk. Even if you'll take Neter and Boris to cleanse your stain, to cleanse your sin, your Aver is Nichtam Lefanai. The stain is so deep. There's going to be a Churban Beis HaMikdash. But it doesn't mean you have to leave the land. You're only going to leave the land if you continue to do Averos and make it worse. There's a big difference. If you leave the land, there's a very high possibility that you won't exist anymore. Is that that these families that leave Eretz Yisrael will be Nivla, they'll assimilate, and they'll no longer be Jewish. But if you stay in Eretz Yisrael, even without a Beis HaMikdash, and without the Hashuah Sashchina, and even in the worst situation, if people will leave Torah, will abandon Torah, but just the fact that you're in Eretz Yisrael, you're in your own homeland, you're still Jewish. It's a Jewish state. It's a Jewish state. So you can be completely irreligious, but just hang on. Another generation, 2 generations, 3 generations, you'll be Jewish. So someone will eventually come back at some point in time. The Yichus will not be lost to Klal Yisrael. And that is, again, here where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is begging Klal Yisrael. I told you, you've done an Averos. You're going to be punished. But just because you're going to be punished, it's not too late. Prevent yourself from the punishment of going into Golus. If you have to be punished, it's Kedai to be punished in the land. Because at least, in the worst scenario, you'll at least be able to maintain your Jewishness. You're physically, biologically Jewish. Rather than go to Golus and Chutz L'Aretz where there's an 80% intermarriage rate. That's what he's trying to mention here. We had this idea before as well. Okay, so here he says, so therefore, let's read the next part, and then he goes, the next Dibur HaMaskil, and I want to give you Kolaymar, Ashircha bohem, I will let you remain in the land. Kemosh nosatil lecha aretz shenikreis eretz chemda. Eretz Yisrael is called the Eretz Chemda. Shechem dimoisol kol hagoyim nachlas tzvi kofal huinin b'milim shoynos kitzvi perish chofetz. The word tzvi means desirable. V'hu kemoi chemda shezochar chemda shezochar shechafetzim ba. It's something which is desirable. Shechafet simbot tzvaos hagoyim. That's similar to what Rashi says. That's the tzvayin. You have to add a word to the pasuk. It's the desire of the nations. The yonasam tier game tzvi tzvaos goyim. He learns that tzvi is just another word. It's a play on the word of tzvaos. Tzvi tzvaos. It means multiple. Multitudes multiplied by multitudes, like multiplication. We're eating over here a very, very large number. Chedvas tushpachos amemaya, the desire, the praise, the something which is praised by the nations of the world. The eich yezeh uv uv iizeh inyan shet nenelach. Chilas who should refer that shul all this means. Ve'omar b'zeh inin yesh ashircha she'ashischa babonim. I will set you among. I'll set you among the children. Ve'etin l'cha eretz chemda she'tikui li avi. O'me'achay lo sashuvi tikui k'siv loy some grammar. Tikui k'siv loy tikui v'loy. It's spelled with a vav, but it's pronounced with a yud. Tikui k'neged hachnasa. V'akosuv k'neged v'akosuv k'neged ha'am. Okay, the ksiv is k'neged the people. The kri is k'neged hachnasa. V'echad chu, it's the same thing. Im tikru li avi ekru lechem banim. If you will call me father, I'll call you banim. K'moish amar ashischa babanim. I will set you among the children. Tashuvi ksiv loshen ram mekri v'tashuv loshen akev. K'moish pirashli. But we'll leave that alone. He's going with some grammar. Okay, but the basic idea over here is, the spark over here is coming to set us among the banim, is trying to give us a land that is Eretz Chemda, Nachlat Svit, Sivaos Goyim, period. Okay, let's see the Targum, and then we'll just set some Midrashim, and we'll wind down. Targum on these two Psukim, Pasuk Yudches. No, I'm sorry, Pasuk Yudches. Pasuk Yudches says, Right, pasuk. We did pasuk yichas. What do we do over here? We did these two pasuk. Pasuk yichas in the Targum. B'yomaya hoyinun in those days yischabun deves Yehuda in base Yisrael v'yetsun kachado me'arat zipuno la'ara da'achas seinis yas avo hason. In those days, the aseres hashvatim together with the two shvatim will ascend to Eretz Yisrael as one from the north to the land which I've given as inheritance to your forefathers. Va'ano Amoris, I said, Echdein how, Atzlichinoch, will I set you? Seems like the word Hatzlocha. Atzlichinoch, Biv Noya, among the children. Vo'etainloch, and I'll give to you, Era, a land. Chemdosa, Achasonas, which is the inheritance. Chedvas, a delight. Tushbechas, the praise, Amemaya, of the nations. Va'amareis riboini, and as my master said, Titzalon kodomai, be successful before me, mibosar pulchoni los sisuvin, and do not depart from the service of serving Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay. Now, the truth is, there are many midrashim, there are many other interpretations of the word ashiseich. Let me read you some of the midrashim. Ashi Seich. Okay, we translate the word Ashi Seich from the word to set, but the Medrash says Ashi Seich also means hatred, sinna. And it's not because it literally means hatred, it's because the word Ashi Seich is associated with the word hatred, where it says in the Pasuk, the Pasuk. The pasuk says. Mishor shamartem b'sinai v'kibaltem es haTorah v'chasavti shani oyev eschem shenemar ki me'avas Hashem eschem. Eich ashiseich, and that comes from the eva oshis bein cha uvein ho'isha, the nochosh. Okay, that's where it comes from. So, especially according to V'chaim V'lajim, the first time a word is used in Tanakh, that's where you define its essence. So, here by association, we see the word oshis is used in reference to hatred. The hatred between the isha and the nochosh, the eva, hostility, oshis, I will set, bein cha, between you the isha, between you the snake, uvein ho'isha, Ubein zaracha, ubein zara. So now, what then does the pasuk mean then? So the Medrash explains this: Hashem over here is complaining to himself. What here has happened? Or how could it be that I'm going to do this to you? I'm going to bring upon you a churban, a galus. You are the people who I love. And the Medrash quotes the pasuk in Devarim. Ki me'avas Hashem eschem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael. So how could it be now I have to punish you and bring upon you hatred by bringing you into Golus? Again, the pasuk reads, "V'anochi amarti eich ashisech b'abonim." How can I hate? How can I apply hatred to my children? How could I possibly do something like this? I will not. And instead, the day will come when v'ateilach, I'll give you Eretz Chem, I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael is an expression of love. In other words, this is a very important idea. Because we're starting off with hatred, and Hashem is coming to reject the hatred, and instead to go to the opposite extreme, we learn from this. Good morning. We learn from this that Eretz Yisrael is an expression of love. It's the opposite of hate. If you wouldn't have this in Targum, you would just say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the land as a gift. Hashem gave Eretz Yisrael for whatever reason. Not necessarily is the gift of Eretz Yisrael an expression of love. Okay, another interpretation of the Medrash is the word Ashis means, it means obligation. How can I punish you? How can I punish you? And the reason why we find this in the reference, V'nosan pidyon nafshoi k'chol asher yushas olav. If an ox kills a slave, so it says you have to give shloshim shalevet. And there it says, V'nosan pidyon nafshoi, the redemption of Yishol k'chol asher yushas olav. So it represents a word redemption. Okay, that's one interpretation. Are there other interpretations? We'll leave the other interpretations for another time. All right, another important idea in reference to the word tzvi, this is a very popular idea, tzvi, why is Eretz called a land of a deer? Because it expands. It expands based upon the needs of the people. When Eretz Yisrael is just like the hide of a deer, it is a reality, it is a mitzvah, that when a deer is slaughtered and it's flayed, the skin shrivels. And when you look at the skin of a deer after it's been slaughtered and flayed, it's teeny. And you look at the deer, the meat of the deer, and you'll say to yourself, it is impossible that this small amount of skin once cover the entire animal. That's the nature. It's the nature is that once the skin is taken away from the animal, it shrivels to a very, very small percent of what it used to be. But when the animal is alive, it expands to accommodate the flesh of the animal. And that is the nature of Eretz Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael are living in Eretz Yisrael, it miraculously expands to accommodate the population. And when there is Golis, you come back and you look at it, you say to yourself, how can we barely fit in this land more than a few people? It does not have the resources, does not have the land, does not have the infrastructure to accommodate such a large. This is the Baruch of Eretz Yisrael. It's called the Eretz Hatzvi, a land which expands and contracts based upon the situation, the number of people that are living in the land. Okay? Again, it's also the Tzivos Gayim. Everyone has what to say about the land. It is the desire of the world. It's not for nothing that the United Nations, the vast majority of all the resolutions, are relating to Eretz Yisrael. They're also not good, obviously. They're also not good, but it's fascinating how they've taken such an interest in Eretz Yisrael. That's mamish. What?
Obsession.
Okay, so look at that. And it's mamish what it says here in this pasuk. It says in this pasuk that the tzivaos, the tzvi tzivaos gayim. It is something which the multitudes of nations have taken an interest and obsession in. It's been fulfilled here in this pasuk. Okay, this cannot. It just we have to just acknowledge here to wind down the hashkacha pratis. I mean, this pasuk is just an amazing pasuk which really defines in essence what Eretz Yisrael is. It's the land that is the Eretz Chemda, the land of desire. It is the Nachlas Tzvi. It's an inheritance from the Avos of Tzvi, of beauty. It expands. It's Tzvi'os Gayim. It is the focus of attention of the nations of the world. All of these things today are definitely this Nevuah to many dimensions has been truly fulfilled in our day and age, in our lifetime. Okay.
Want the land because the land was abandoned.
Don't want us.
As long as we did, so they were not there.
were there, then they take an interest. But it's still acknowledged as being their land. All right, we'll stop over here.